Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Activate Podcast. I'm your host, Atali, and today we're talking about something everybody struggles with, making the most out of your Monday mornings. We all know how the week starts. Usually it's on a Monday, if you're everybody, of course. But sometimes we feel like the Mondays are just dreadful because you're like, oh, okay, now I'm going into a new week and it feels really big, you know, really big and really tough, you know, to get motivated. But in today's episode, we'll be sharing energizing morning routines that help you kick off your Monday with intention, focus, and positivity. So why do Mondays really matter? They matter because they're the start of the week, of course. They also matter because the amount of energy you show up on a Monday, it's going to be carried throughout the other days of the week, of course. So if you start off on a lazy foot, I'm pretty much going to guarantee you that the rest of the week is probably going to be lazy too. But I also know that things change. That's why I also, you know, plan for the unexpected. But if you start off feeling scattered or drained, it can be harder to get into the flow. So that is why an intentional Monday morning routine is so powerful. It's your chance to set the foundation for a successful week. So, what are the energizing morning routines that you could do on a Monday? You could start off with a form of movement, you know, a short workout, whether it's stretching or even just a quick walk, just to help you get your blood moving and flowing. This will most definitely take off that Monday grogginess. Another helpful tip will be mindfulness or meditation. Take a few minutes on a Monday morning just to journal, meditate, or just even practice gratitude. We forget that sometimes we have to say thank you that we even made it up on a Monday, you know. There is somebody who didn't have that chance. So just practice gratitude. It's going to make a huge difference in your mindset. So you start off with a calm meditation. It's going to make you feel like you're in control, focused, and you're ready to take on whatever comes your way. The third tip, start off with a nourishing breakfast. You know, what you fuel your body with in the morning affects your energy level throughout the day. That's been written and said by everybody. And whether you're taking breakfast with protein, fiber, healthy fats, eggs, bacon, hash browns, that was my favorite breakfast. But I feel like nowadays it's mostly coffee. Coffee is my way to go. And sometimes I take it black, sometimes I just put in a little bit of sugar, and it carries me throughout the day, and it makes me feel productive. Though it might feel like it's an addiction. Some people might say it's an addiction, but nah, coffee is the way to go. So take a breakfast. Don't be like me and take black coffee. And then the fourth would be goal setting. Set a few clear goals for the day, you know, that are going to help you feel organized and purposeful. Whether it's going to be a quick to-do list or a detailed plan or some form of structure that is going to make you feel easier to hit the ground running. I'm going to share a few tips on how to create your own energizing routine. Tip number one, start small. Don't make yourself feel overwhelmed on a Monday by feeling like you're going to do too much at once. You know, add one habit to your routine and gradually build from there. You could start off by maybe, let's say, a prayer. And then after the prayer, you stretch. And then after stretching, you go take a shower and then take a breakfast. That's four things. Prayer, stretching, shower, breakfast, four things, and they're not overwhelming. Instead of like putting 1,000 things in the morning, then you forget, and then you are overwhelmed, and then you don't feel like you're going anywhere. Find what works for you. That's tip number two. As I'm saying, there's no one size fits all when it comes to routines. Just experiment with whatever you have or you think. Take any of those activities that, you know, make you feel at your best. Maybe for you, it's going to be reading a few minutes in the morning or listening to a motivational podcast. Find what energizes you. For me, if I was to share, every morning, I either listen to gospel music or I listen to Lex Fridman podcast, or I listen to the Sean Ryan show, or I listen to Activate podcast. The third tip is going to be, you have to be consistent. Once you pick up something, just be patient with yourself. Don't push yourself. Don't overwhelm yourself. I would say consistency is the key. Even a short routine done regularly is going to make a big impact. Tip number four, prepare the night before. Setting yourself for a smooth morning can start off by having a great night preparation. Lay out your clothes, prepare your breakfast ingredients, or make a list of your top priorities. That way, when you wake up in the morning, you are ready to go and start off running. We're always telling my mom, because she does everything at the same time during the same day. She sometimes prepares for the day, and then at night you would find her carrying a purse, a bag, a laptop bag, carrying snacks, carrying everything. She got like 10 different things in her hands. And we're always joking that she is going to forget where she places everything, because she's taking everything. And I promise you, she does forget where she places stuff sometimes. Like right now, we're still looking for a car key that we lost like 5-6 days ago. We still don't know where it is, but we're gonna find it. But that's also the reason why I love my mom, because she's hardworking, and, you know, even though she's taking all things at the same time, she does get things, you know, rolling. I'm going to share my own routine. I've probably shared it already in the past minute, but I'm going to share it again. So for me, it's all about simplicity. I wake up, say a prayer, and then I listen to a podcast while I'm showering or while I'm prepared for breakfast. That way, my mind can, you know, start rolling, you know, increases my attention, my listening, and then after taking my breakfast, I'm ready to start rolling, you know, throughout the day. But also something that I've been doing recently is I journal a lot. I write down everything that I'm thinking about, because as we know, the mind is always running. It's always running. So whenever you get a chance, that will be my tip for you. Write down whatever idea you're having in your head. Write it down. And then if you get a chance, talk to somebody. Remember, your morning routine isn't just about starting the day well. It's about building momentum for the whole week. So when you start your Monday with intention, it's always easy to carry that positive energy forward. It's a simple investment that can make a big impact on how you approach the rest of the week. So as you head into the next Monday, take a few moments to plan your mornings. Think about one or two small changes that you can make to feel more energized or focused. Thank you for tuning in this week's episode of Activate. I hope today's tips inspire you to create a morning routine that brings energy and positivity into your week. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It always helps us to reach out others who might need that extra push. Have a great week and keep activating your best self. See you next Monday.